Is God the product of human imagination, or does he really exist? Are scientists right to say that evolution explains human origins, or does the evidence point to a God who created the universe and everything in it? Can you explain life and the universe without God? If there is a God, can you prove his existence? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world.
This week, Richard Ames asks, can you prove God exists? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. One of the most vital questions we all need to answer is, does God exist? And can you prove it? There are many different concepts and beliefs about God. A Barna research poll conducted in 2004 found that only 3% of Americans believe that, quote, there is no such thing as God, end of quote. 69% of Americans believe in God as the all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe who rules the world today. 9% believe that God is a state of higher consciousness that a person may reach. Another 7% believe in God as the total realization of personal human potential. While 69% of Americans believe in God as the creator and ruler, just how many people believe in evolution? According to the New York Times, quote, in a 2001 survey, the National Science Foundation found that only 53% of Americans agreed with the statement, human beings as we know them developed from earlier species of animals. In other industrialized countries, Dr. John Miller said, 80% or more typically accept evolution. In Japan, something like 96% accept evolution, end of quote. What do scientists themselves believe? Are there any scientists who believe in God? The same New York Times article states, quote, when a researcher from the University of Georgia surveyed scientists' attitudes towards religion several years ago, he found their positions virtually unchanged from an identical survey in the early years of the 20th century. About 40% of scientists said not just that they believed in God, but in a God who communicates with people and to whom one may pray, quote, in expectations of receiving an answer, end of quote. My friends, many of our regular viewers who've seen our programs on the subject of answered prayer have also proven to themselves that there is an almighty God who intervenes for them. But atheists would reject that evidence of God's existence. We encourage those who've never prayed to study the Bible and examine the evidence. Have you ever considered the vastness of the universe? Astronomers in Australia have counted 70 million, million, million stars. CNN reported, quote, that's the total number of stars in the known universe, according to a study by Australian astronomers. It's also about 10 times as many stars as grains of sand on all the world's beaches and deserts. The figure, 7 followed by 22 zeros, or more accurately, 70 sextillion, was calculated by a team of stargazers based at the Australian National University, end of quote. My friends, how do you explain the existence of this awesome universe? Did it originate from evolution? And what is the purpose of the universe? Does it have a meaning? Is there a creator God who exists and has purpose and meaning for you and for all human beings? Can you prove God exists? On today's program, we'll discuss evidence for the existence of God, and we'll be offering you an audio CD titled, Does God Exist? This audio CD also includes two other Tomorrow's World programs, 7 Proofs That God Exists, and Was Darwin Wrong? Be sure to write down the address and phone number to order your free copy. You can also order this free audio CD on our website, at tomorrowsworld.org. Let's first of all look at the creation itself. How did it come into being? Has the universe existed from eternity? Not according to the famous astrophysicist Stephen Hawking. In a lecture on the beginning of time, Hawking stated this, quote, "The universe has not existed forever. Rather, the universe and time itself had a beginning in the Big Bang about 15 billion years ago," end of quote. Yes, my friends, there was a time when the universe did not exist. There was a time when time did not exist. They both had a beginning. These scientific facts agree with the very first verse in your Bible, Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible does not indicate when that was, but it agrees that the universe and time had a beginning. Astronomer Hugh Ross, Ph.D., researched galaxies and quasars at California Institute of Technology. He had this to say about cosmological discoveries, quote, "All the great cosmological discoveries of the 20th century fly in the face of materialist notions about the infinite random universe. On the contrary, they support the fact of a finite beginning caused by and guided by a divine, personal, caring designer who exists before and beyond the universe," end of quote. Yes, one of the very fundamental proofs for God's existence is creation demands a creator. Now, consider another vital question. Where did life come from? Evolutionists have never been able to answer that question. Human beings have tried in vain to create life from non-life, or even from chemicals in a laboratory. They have utterly failed. The law of biogenesis states that life can only come from life. How is it that evolutionists continue groping in the dark, attempting to contradict one of its own discovered scientific laws, the law of biogenesis, which states that life can only come from life? Life cannot come from non-life. My friends, let's understand. Another fundamental proof for God's existence is life demands a life giver. The Bible reveals that life originally came from the life giver. Turn in your Bible to Genesis 2 and verse 7. Genesis 2 and verse 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being," or as the King James Version has it, "man became a living soul." Here we're speaking of physical life. As we'll see later in the program, God is also the giver of spiritual life. A second proof for God's existence is life demands a life giver. Now, let's ask another question. How does the universe operate? What mechanisms or laws determine the expansion and motion of the universe? And where did those laws come from? Patrick Glynn, in his book, God the Evidence, writes that everything had to be, quote, "just right from the very start. Everything from the values of fundamental forces like electromagnetism and gravity to the relative masses of the various subatomic particles to things like the number of neutrino types at time 1 second, which the universe has to know already at 10 to the minus 43rd second. The slightest tinkering with a single one of the scores of basic values and relationships in nature would have resulted in a universe very different from the one we inhabit, say one with no stars like our sun, or no stars, period," end of quote. Many of us may not understand this scientific description, but we can understand, as Patrick Glynn emphasizes, that natural laws existed from the very beginning of creation. Scientists admit they had to be. As theoretical physicists Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose wrote, quote, "The only way to have scientific theory is if the laws of physics hold everywhere, including at the beginning of the universe," end of quote. The existence of such marvelous, predictable laws in nature points to a master intelligence and lawgiver. Add to that evidence the existence of unseen spiritual laws, and you double the evidence of a great lawgiver. My friends, consider this fundamental proof of God's existence. The existence of natural law in the universe requires a lawgiver. Scientists depend on the predictability and reliability of natural law for their calculations and search for truth. We'll discuss more proofs for God's existence in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting, informative audio CD, Does God Exist? That question is vital to everyone's understanding. You need to answer that question, and you need the proofs for God's existence. This audio CD includes three Tomorrow's World programs: Does God Exist?, Seven Proofs That God Exists, and Was Darwin Wrong? This audio CD will give you the facts and the biblical references to help you answer one of the most vital questions you'll ever face in life. The information will give you understanding and help establish your faith. This vital audio CD will help you and your family answer the deeper questions of life. You need this evidence. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Does God Exist?
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
When science examines the smallest particle to the expanding universe, what does it find? It finds predictable natural laws in action, but it also finds intelligent design. Consider the human eye. Could such complexity evolve? Now scientists can examine structures small and large, near and distant, from quarks and DNA to quasars and whole galaxies. And what do we see? We see a demonstration of perfection and design. Even Darwin admitted that complex organs such as the eye would be difficult to explain in terms of the process outlined by his theory. Newsweek magazine featured a 2005 article titled Doubting Darwin. The author comments on the classic illustration of the eye. Jerry Adler writes that evolutionists have, quote, tried to show how a series of small improvements could eventually build the complete organ. With the publication of Darwin's Black Box in 1996, biochemist Michael Behe moved the argument to the cellular level, using examples such as the immune system response. They exhibit what he calls irreducible complexity, meaning that all their parts are necessary for them to function at all. This, he says, is the hallmark of intelligent design, end of quote. My friends, as you study science, natural law, and life itself, consider the concepts of irreducible complexity and intelligent design. An increasing number of scientists find major flaws in the theory of evolution. One such organization is the Discovery Institute, with offices in Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C. Evolutionists attempt to discredit such scientific inquiry by lumping the ID, or intelligent design scientists, in with creationists. But the central approach by scientists such as Michael Behe and George Gilder is the scientific method. George Gilder, a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, comments on the complexity of the cell and the inability of evolution to explain its development. Quote, the Darwinist materialist paradigm, however, is about to face the same revolution that Newtonian physics faced 100 years ago. Just as physicists discovered that the atom was not a massy particle, as Newton believed, but a baffling quantum arena accessible only through mathematics, so too are biologists coming to understand that the cell is not a simple lump of protoplasm, as Charles Darwin believed, end of quote. As we've discussed, creation demands a creator, life demands a life giver, law demands a lawgiver, and design demands a designer. These are four of the seven proofs of God's existence that you'll learn about in our free audio CD, Does God Exist? Be sure to order your free copy to learn more evidence for God's existence. These four proofs demonstrate a higher intelligence behind the universe. Even Albert Einstein acknowledged what he called a higher intelligence behind the universe. Can we understand that higher intelligence by examining the mystery of human consciousness and rational thought? Can scientists explain consciousness? Dr. Robert L. Kuhn holds a doctorate in anatomy brain research from UCLA and has done extensive research on the human brain and mind. He is the creator and host of the public television series Closer to Truth. In his book, Closer to Truth, Challenging Current Belief, he and several scholars discuss the question, what is consciousness? Dr. Kuhn asks, why is consciousness such a mystery? Dr. John Searle, author of the book, The Mystery of Consciousness, answered this way, quote, we don't know how to explain it. Compare consciousness to physics. We're doing pretty well in physics, even though we have some puzzling areas, like quantum mechanics. We don't have an adequate theory of how the brain causes conscious states, and we don't have an adequate theory of how consciousness fits into the universe, end of quote. Can human consciousness be explained by understanding the spiritual dimension of mankind? Is it possible that the Bible can fill the gap in some of these mysteries? Yes, it can, as we've discussed in previous programs. Dr. Searle points out that the traditional explanations for consciousness are dualism and materialism. Quote, so the big choice today is between dualism, which says that we live in two separate worlds, a mental world and a physical world, and materialism, which says, no, it's all physical, end of quote. Dualism relies much on the belief in the immortal soul. As we've demonstrated on this program several times, the Bible teaches that human beings are living souls and that souls can die. They are not immortal. Not only is the dualist wrong in his belief, but the materialist is also wrong, because he denies the existence of the non-physical dimension, the spirit realm. What does the Bible reveal? If you have a Bible, turn in your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul discusses the relationship of spirit to humans. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. The Apostle Paul asks, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Paul is not discussing an immortal soul, but the human spirit. The human spirit enables humans to know the things of a man. Animals cannot know the things of a man. Animals cannot think on the human level. The difference between human mind and animal brain in terms of qualitative characteristics is enormous. For example, animals cannot understand the quality of time. In his book, Manhood of Humanity, The Science and Art of Human Engineering, Alfred Korzybski outlined the differences between the forms of life. He called plant life chemistry binding, and animals he called space binding. Human beings alone, however, he identified as time binding, beings capable of learning from experience and passing what they have learned across time to succeeding generations. Korzybski called this the structural differential between humankind and animals. The dolphin brain is a little larger than the human brain, but human mind power and output far surpasses that of the dolphin brain. What makes the difference? The difference is that there is a spirit in man, the human spirit, which combines with the human brain to produce mind and consciousness. The human mind is a wonderful creation of God. No animal can produce the wide range and depth of human thought. Humans are unique. Only they have the spirit in man, or the human spirit. No other creature has it. Materialists have difficulty in considering, if not rejecting outright, the idea of a spiritual dimension. Most of us understand the three dimensions that define volume, shape, and space. And we understand that there's a fourth dimension, the dimension of time. The television series Nova explains that there may be more than the traditional four dimensions. Quote, for most of us, or perhaps all of us, it's impossible to imagine a world consisting of more than three spatial dimensions. Are we correct when we intuit that such a world couldn't exist? Or is it that our brains are simply incapable of imagining additional dimensions? dimensions that may turn out to be as real as other things we can't detect? Question mark. End of quote. My friends, the most important dimension is the spiritual dimension, generally ignored by science. But to truly and deeply understand the spiritual dimension, we need the Spirit of God. Then one can truly understand the things of God, as the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. And how does one receive the Spirit of God? Read Acts 2:38. On the day of Pentecost, when the New Testament church began, the Apostle Peter preached to thousands. He proclaimed to his audience, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Again, my friends, if you would like ministerial counsel on this vital subject, just call the number on the screen, and a minister of Jesus Christ will visit you at your convenience. In addition to the proofs of creation, life, natural law, intelligent design, there is a spiritual dimension. You can prove that God exists. He is the God of creation, the God of your Bible. He's revealed awesome truths that science cannot discover. The spiritual dimension is another proof of God's existence. How can you understand the spiritual dimension as a proof of God? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting, informative audio CD titled, Does God Exist? Many accept the existence of God based on blind faith, but God Himself gives you evidence to establish your faith and knowledge. You need the proofs for God's existence. This audio CD includes three Tomorrow's World programs, Does God Exist?, Seven Proofs That God Exists?, and Was Darwin Wrong? This audio CD will give you the facts and the biblical references to help you answer one of the most vital questions you'll ever face in life. The information will give you understanding and help establish your faith. This vital audio CD will help you and your family answer the deeper questions of life. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Does God Exist?
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issue. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We saw earlier in the program that God has given us overwhelming evidence of His existence. As we've seen, creation demands a creator, life demands a life giver, law demands a lawgiver, and design demands a designer. Now, add the spiritual dimension to those proofs we discussed, and you double the evidence. Not only has God created the physical universe, but He has been and is right now creating the spiritual masterpiece of His creation, godly character in humble, yielded, genuine Christians. He is also the lawgiver of spiritual law. The two great commandments are in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, and the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. Those laws are just as real as the natural laws. In addition to giving physical life, God is also the spiritual life giver. The golden verse of the Bible makes that plain. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God has not only designed the human body, DNA, the universe, and all that exists materially, but He has also designed a great purpose for human beings and the universe. You need to know that purpose. My friends, the spiritual dimension overwhelmingly confirms the reality of God's existence. Those who deny His existence deny the greatest reality. Now, how can you understand the spiritual dimension? If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. We saw in this chapter before that God has given us a human spirit that makes us different from animals. But we humans also need God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to make us complete. Once you have God's Spirit, then you can understand what evolutionists and materialists cannot understand. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Yes, my friends, not only can you prove God's existence, you can also understand the deep things of God revealed in your Bible. You need to take action. You need to seek God with all your heart. As it tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My friends, can you prove God exists? Yes, you can. Consider the evidence we presented on this program. There's much more evidence available. Be sure to request your free audio CD, Does God Exist? This audio CD will give you the key evidence and the biblical information you need to prove for yourself that God exists. Now, is there another very significant way to prove God's existence? Yes, there is. This promise is given in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. We invite you to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the answers to the deeper questions of life. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.